2月24号哈，是俄乌战争整整打了一周年的纪念日。
We witnessed the first anniversary Russian-Ukraine war February 24th.
战争还要打多久，我们不知道。
We don't know how long the war is going to be fought.
每一天都有人在战争中死亡。
Every day is a witness of the casualties of war.
2月6号，在土耳其叙利亚的边境有一场的大的地震，哈，现在死亡的人数还在不断的增加。
Great earthquake hit Turkey and Syria on February the 6th. The number of casualties is still increasing.
这是在自然界中发生的事情，在属灵的世界当中也发生地震和征战。
All of this took place in the natural world, but in the world of the spirit, there are struggles as well.
2月8号，在美国一个很不起眼的小城市里面，一群的年轻的学生聚在一起祷告，一直不停歇的祷告。
On February the 8th, there gathered a group of people in prayers in a little-known town in Kentucky.
2月20号，过去这个星期一，哈，华人教会也起来了啊！我们在网上组成了不间断的24小时的祷告链。
Starting February the 21st, the Lord raised up Chinese Christians. They formed a prayer chain, 20 hours, 24 hours ongoing.
到现在还在进行哈，你随时可以通过这个 Zoom login 啊，就加入到全地的华人聚在一起的祷告。
This is an ongoing event. Even now, you can log in and tap into this prayer chain by all of the Chinese Christians all over the world.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有感觉到我们正处在一个很特别的时期哦？
Do you feel that we are at a historical crossroads?
我们在这种属灵的复兴征战的这个浪潮当中。
We are actually on the ebb. On the wave of this spiritual revival.
上周末在我们当中的一些 youth 年轻人参加这个退休会。
Last week, a couple of our youth attended a Bible retreat.
啊，圣灵在他们当中做工。
The Holy Spirit was moving among them.
从昨天开始，今天下午继续的幸福小组，我们已经开始了，要连续8周的来去传福音。
Starting yesterday and continuing on today and throughout the remaining 7 weeks, we are having this happiness group ministry.
抓紧时间，抓住每个机会去抢救人的灵魂。
Seize the opportunity to save the soul.
这个时刻是起来征战的时候。
This is the time to rise up.
教会要起来要警醒祷告的时候。
This is the time for the church to remain vigilant in his prayers.
求神来复兴我们每一个。
We ask the Lord to revive each one of us.
求神复兴他自己的教会。
We ask the Lord to raise up revive his own church.
我们借着祷告啊，与神一起来征战。
We fight this battle with the Lord by prayers.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow down in prayer.
天上的父，你悦纳你的儿女子民们聚在一起祷告。
Oh, our Father in heaven, you are pleased to have your children together in prayers.
我们借着祷告成了一个属灵的敬拜的祷告的殿。
By prayers, we become a temple of your worship.
你盼望万国当中属于你的子民都起来，借着祷告来仰望你。
Your will is to raise up people from all of the world, from all the nations, to pray and worship you.
你也盼望我们能够成为为万国祷告的殿。
Your will is also that we become the temple of prayers for all nations.
我们要同心的祷告说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Let's unite in our prayers that your name shall be hallowed.
耶稣基督的名在全地被高举。
That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be lifted up all over the earth.
耶稣基督十字架的救恩能够在全地被广传。
And the salvation of the cross of Jesus Christ will be preached and proclaimed all over the earth.
万膝要跪拜，万口要承认你是主。
All knees shall bow, all mouths shall confess that you are the Lord.
愿你的国度就降临在我们的当中。
May your kingdom come among us.
让我们不仅是相信你，而且真的以你为我们的君王，以你为我们的主宰。
Not only that we believe you, but we consider you to be our mighty Lord, our.
愿你的旨意行在我们的当中，就如同行在天上一样。
May your will be done among us as it is done in heaven.
请你来复兴我们的年轻人。
Revive our youth.
把那个敬畏上帝的心放在他们的里面。
Bless them with a heart of reverence.
我们感谢主哈，你在美国的年轻人当中兴起了这一个复兴的浪潮。
Praise the Lord for this revival among people in this country.
我们也为我们华人的后裔这些年轻人来祷告，求你使用他们，兴起他们。
Also lift up a prayer for young Chinese Christians, raise them up.
成为为你征战的勇士们。
They will become mighty warriors for you.
今天我们恭敬地来到你的面前，把我们自己的心交在你的手中。
As we come before you in awe and reverence, we place ourselves in your hands.
请你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
持续地对我们讲话。
Continue to speak to us.
让我们有聆听的耳朵，能够听见，能够相信，能够顺从。
So that we can have ears to hear.And by hearing, we'll believe, and by faith, we'll be able to obey.
求你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，请我们当中的小孩子、年轻人，哈，进你们的教室。
Children and youth are dismissed.
今天我们到了马可福音的第二十一讲。
We come to the 21st sermon on the book of Mark.
上一次跟大家分享马可福音的信息是我离开美国去泰国参加宣教大会的时候，是2月5号。
Last time I did this was right before my departure from Thailand, and that happened on February the 5th.
上一次跟大家分享哈，为万国祷告的殿。
We talked about this temple of prayers for all nations.
结果讲完那篇信息之后，我无论走到哪里，听到的都是这种的信息，要起来祷告。
Ever since that moment, onward till today, all I keep hearing about is the prayers of all nations.
神借着这些的弟兄姐妹的分享，传道人的信息，圣灵的提醒，在不断的提醒我要起来祷告。
Through the witnessing, the testimonies, and sermons of all, Workers of the Lord, they are a constant reminder for me that I need to raise up.
讲到宣教的时候，就提到说要先祷告，祷告带来复兴，复兴才能带来宣教。
And when we talk about preaching in the evangelical ministry, I keep hearing this: raise up in prayers.
所以我也在神的面前悔改、认罪、祷告啊，在祷告的事情上啊，要有更多的摆上。更多的投入。
I repented before the Lord. I needed to remain on my knees a little bit more in prayers.
以前这个有碎片时间的时候，都去看微信呢、啊，去看网络啊。现在跟这个24小时的祷告连上，一有时间就进到祷告室，跟全球的华人一起来祷告。
Spent a lot of time before browsing through WeChat messages and online messages, but now I focus.
开车的时候就进到祷告室哈，听他们的祷告，跟他们一起阿门。停下车来，参与到祷告当中，感谢主哈。我们今天有这么大的福气啊，可以随时的来进入到祷告当中。
Whenever a driver, for example, I'll tune in to their prayers, you know.Say Amen, and I'll be in sync with those who are praying before the Lord.
那今天呢，跟大家分享这个管家的责任。
And today we come to this sermon on the responsibilities of stewards.
刚才我们读了这两大段的经文哈，11章的27节，一直到12章的12节。
We read the scriptures for today, starting in chapter 11:12 through chapter 12:12.
那这两大段经文呢，讲了两个主题。
Two themes throughout this passage.
11:27-33讲到就关于权柄的问题。
Chapter 11:27-33 mark the theme of authority.
这些在以色列人当中掌权的文士、祭司长、长老来挑战耶稣说，谁给你这个权柄做这些事情？
Those who were in power in Jerusalem, the high priests, teachers of the law, with the elders, they came to challenge the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣反问他们的问题，好像是没有直接回答他们所提出的问题，但实际上已经回答了。
Jesus answered back, and it feels as if he were not answering, those people, but in reality, he gave the best answer.
然后就进入到第十二章这一个大的段落，耶稣讲了一个比喻。
And then we come to the second part of today's, spiritual reading. He used a parable.
那实际上这两大段是连在一起的哈。耶稣是回应前面关于挑战他权柄这个问题，继续的讲到人当尽的责任。
In reality, the two themes sort of are combined together, to as Jesus answered to their challenge to his authority.
我们先来看哈权柄这一段。
Let's look at this theme of authority.
这一次已经是耶稣这次来到耶路撒冷的时候第三次进入圣殿了。
This is the third time since he came to Jerusalem that Jesus entered the temple.
第一次是在星期天的时候，他进入到耶路撒冷。直接就进入圣殿。
The first time around, when Jesus came straight to the temple.
第二天星期一，他再次进入耶路撒冷，进入圣殿。这次在圣殿里做了一件事情，清洁圣殿。
The second time around, he came the following day, on Monday, he came to cleanse the temple.
把当中做买卖的兑换银钱的、买卖牛羊的都赶出去。
He drove out those who were traders there, money changers, drove them all out of the temple.
为什么呢？因为这圣殿应该是万国祷告的殿，不光是犹太人，所有地方的人来到这里，这个目的是给人向上帝祷告的地方。结果他们把这里变成了贼窝。
Why is that? Because the temple is a temple of prayers. Prayers not only for the Jewish people, but for all nations. However, the Jewish authorities, they have turned it into a den of robbers.
这是星期一发生的事情哈。所以到星期二，当耶稣再次进入圣殿的时候，管圣殿的这些人就出来了啊，就直接挑战耶稣，问他，质问他，谁给你这个权柄？
All of that happened the day before, on Monday. Coming Tuesday, this is the background that when Jesus was challenged by the temple authority.
所以这一段的对话是围绕这个权柄这个主题展开的。
This is the background for this dialogue, for this exchange.
他们，耶稣带着门徒又来到耶路撒冷。耶稣在殿里行走的时候，祭司长和文士并长老进前来问他说，你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？
They arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him. By what authority are you doing these things? They asked. And who gave you authority to do this?
这些人为什么问这个问题？因为他们是有权的人。
Why did they ask this question? Because they believe they had the authority.
至少他们以为他们是圣殿的主人。
At least this is what they thought, that they were the masters of the temple.
但是耶稣在这个里面做事的时候，在圣殿里做事的时候，却没有经过他们的同意，没有经过他们的批准，所以他们就出来说：“谁给你这个权利做这个事情？”
Well, Jesus did. He certainly did not seek approval and authority from those people. He did all of this.
这是很讽刺的，因为上帝的儿子来了，圣殿真正的主人来了，却被人质问说：“谁给你这个权利？”
Isn't it ironic just to think about it? The Son of God, the Lord of the Temple.He is here, and he's challenged with this question of lack of authority.
耶稣没有直接回答他们的问题，而是反问他们。耶稣对他们说，我要问你们一句话，你们回答我，我就告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事。约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，是从人间来的呢？你们可以回答我。
Jesus did not answer them directly, but give his reply,Like this, Jesus replied, I'll ask you one question. Answer me, and then I'll tell you about what authority I'm doing these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or was it from man?
施洗约翰是神派来的这个开路先锋，他是一个先知来预备人接受耶稣的。
John the Baptist was sent by God as the trailblazer, so to speak, to usher in.Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰亲自向众人做见证，说这一位耶稣啊，就是我看见圣灵像鸽子一样降在他的身上，亲耳听见天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，是神所喜悦，是上帝所喜悦的那一位啊。
John the Baptist gave his own testimony concerning Jesus. He said, "This is the one upon whom the Holy Spirit descended."And this is the one the Heavenly Father said, This is my son, my beloved son, with whom I'm well pleased.
百姓都相信约翰是从天上来，从神那里被派下来的。如果这些祭司长、文士、这些长老们也相信约翰是从天上来的权柄的话，那这个问题就不成为问题了，因为约翰已经为耶稣做了见证。
People believe John was from heaven if...Those people, the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law, believed the same. There shouldn't have been any issues because John the Baptist was sent from heaven.
那问题出在哪里呢？
Where did it go wrong?
他们不敢回答耶稣的问题。
They were scared to answer Jesus' question.
呀，他们就回答耶稣说：“我们不知道。”耶稣说：“我也不告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事。”
So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus said, "Neither will I tell you about what authority I'm doing these things."
他们的问题出在哪里呢？
Where did it go wrong with them?
他们以为他们是圣殿的主人。
They imagined they were the masters. They were the lords of the temple.
他们没有意识到他们的权柄是上帝赐予他们。
Little did they realize that their authority came directly from heaven.
更是因为他们不信耶稣。
And even worse, it was because they did not believe in Jesus.
他们不相信耶稣是上帝的儿子。
They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
他们更有一点的觉得他们的权柄是从百姓那里来，人只要支持他们的人多，他们的权柄就大。
They felt somehow to a measure that they obtained power from the crowd. So if they received support from the crowd, they are there.
所以两次提到这些人怕百姓。
So twice there's a mention of the fear of the crowd.
他们明明不相信耶稣是神的儿子，但是因为怕百姓的缘故，他们不敢明讲的。
Clearly, they did not believe Jesus, but because of the fear of the crowd,They did not want to admit it.
后来到十二章十二节的时候，当他们想要去抓耶稣的时候，他们也是怕百姓他们就不敢做这件事情。
So when we come to chapter 12, verse 12, we can see that they remained fearful. They were afraid to arrest Jesus.
耶稣实际上借着这个反问句。已经回答了他们的问题，在宣告说他是从神那里来的，他是圣殿真正的主人，他是有从天上来的权柄的。
In his answer, Jesus shot back, claiming that he came from God, he came from heaven, and he has the ultimate authority.
这些做以色列人领袖的人应该意识到，圣殿真正的主人是 啊，主耶稣基督。
Leaders as they were of the nation of Israel, they should know that Jesus is the true.
他们所拥有的一切，只不过是他们作为上帝的管家，在地上，在那里管理，在那里暂时的经营而已。
And Jesus is the Lord of the temple, and they were mere stewards in charge of the temple while on earth.
以色列的百姓也不是属于他们的，是属于主的。
The people of Israel do not belong to them, but they are of the Lord.
上帝只是暂时的交给他们来照管、来带领而已。
They were only temporarily in charge of the people of Israel.
所以这些祭司长、长老、文士的问题，会不会成为今天你我的问题呢？
Well, think about the problem of the chief priests, teachers of the law, as well as the elders. Is their problem going to be ours today?
我们有没有认出上帝是掌管一切的主宰呢？
Can we discern that the Lord is the sovereign Lord over all things?
我们有没有意识到我们所拥有的一切都是属于上帝的呢？
Do we recognize all we have is of the Lord?
我们有没有意识到说我们在地上这种做上帝管家的这种的身份呢？
Are we aware of our identity as the stewards for God?
耶稣在这里想要告诉当时的人，也是在告诉你我，他是真正的主，你我只不过是上帝的管家。
Jesus was telling them, as well as telling us today, that we are merely stewards of God.
上帝拥有我们的一切，我们的时间，我们的金钱，我们的生命，我们的家庭，我们的儿女，我们所拥有的一切，其实都是属于上帝的。
God owns us. He owns everything. Our time, our money, our family, our relationships.
我们现在所拥有的一切，包括我们这口气，生命气息，都是上帝暂时给我们，让我们在地上好好的使用的。
His ownership is inclusive of everything, even to the point of owning our breath. It's for His sake that we exist.
好不好？请我们每个人先对自己讲：基督是主，我是管家。
Why don't we say to ourselves, "Jesus is Lord, we are the steward."
好，我们一起来哈。基督是主，我是管家。
Jesus is the Lord, we are the steward.
再转过头来对你旁边的人说：基督是主，你是管家。
And to the one next to you, say the same thing, repeat.
当我们清楚这个观念哈，我们就会按照神的心意哈，真的是寻求他。在我们使用时间、使用金钱、使用这一切的时候，之前先去问谁呀？我们的主人呢？
If we somehow get this clarity, I mean, on those issues, the time, money, and family, and everything else that we have, they all belong to God.
我们的房子，我们的车子，我们所拥有的这一切，我们该怎样去用？我们先问主啊。
What about our houses, our cars, everything? How are we going to make use of them? Well, we need to ask our Lord first.
我们的家庭，我们的关系网，我们的朋友圈，这些都应该为主去使用啊。
Our families, our relationships, our friendships, all of that should be put to use for the Lord.
我们的教会，我们的小组，包括我们的施工，真正的主宰是他啊。
What about our church, our ministries, our groups? All of that, we have one Lord.
那最近首先从加拿大兴起的哈，这一批华人也不仅包括华人，还包括其他族裔的这个弟兄姐妹哈，兴起一件事情很简单，
lately,
他们就是
Lately, the Lord raised up a group of people, a very simple a scenario, starting in the country of Canada. Not only Chinese Christians, but Christians from all tribes, all races.
这个施工就叫为主去举牌。
The ministry is labeled putting up a placard for the Lord.
他们就走到这个人群经过最多的地方，十字路口啊，停车场啊，啊，在那里为主去举这个牌子，上面就写着哈，耶稣是主，基督是主。
They will go wherever there's a crowd, crossroads or parking lots where you have a crowd of people. They lift up the placard, Jesus as Messiah. Jesus is the Lord.
每一个经过的人啊，都可以看到这个牌子上面宣告哈，耶稣基督是主。
Every passerby will be able to see clearly Jesus is the Lord, is the Messiah.
其实这一群的弟兄姐妹借着这种的服事，他们的行为本身也在宣告。基督是他们的主。
The brothers and sisters in this ministry, while they are doing this, they are proclaiming as well that Jesus is their Lord.
他们举的牌子中有一个牌子哈，这上面有看到，他说：“你愿不愿意为主举牌五分钟？”
There is one placard that we don't see here, but that one reads, "Would you be willing to raise up and lift up a placard?" For 5 minutes for Jesus alone.
真的有啊，这个图片就讲哈，他们在举牌的过程中，其他的人就加进来哈，在那里五分钟，他为主去举牌。
Oh, when they were doing this, lifting up that particular placard, and that became an invitation for other people to join. And you see that in this picture.
很多人路过的时候就按底表示支持哈，是的，耶稣基督是主。
There's a lot of honking. You hear that from people driving by.
这件事情看起来简单，其实对于我们，尤其是做华人哈，华人的很爱这个面子哈，这个不容易去做的啊。你站在那里，所有人都可以看到。
It's a sort of a particularly face-saving people. As Chinese, we don't usually go out. We don't want to embarrass ourselves in doing this.
你愿意把你这张脸？把你的面子摆上，为主去举牌。
Would you be able to sacrifice your face for the Lord by doing lifting up a placard like this?
前几天有一个牧师他做见证，他说他带着他的孩子去为主去举牌哈，结果孩子都把那口罩戴得紧紧。
A pastor shared this testimony with me a couple of days ago. He took his kids to do this and lifting up a placard, but you know, he noticed his kids covered their faces with face masks very completely.
结果没过两分钟，这些孩子把口罩都摘下去了。
It didn't take them 2 minutes before they removed their face masks.
因为他们发现那么多人在开车经过的时候，按笛伸手。大拇指表示对他们的支持，孩子们都很受激励。
Because they found out to their delight, and all of the passersby, the drivers are honking horns and shouting out, all of that in support of what they were doing. So they removed their face masks.
从一点点的小事做起。
Starting with things, very little things.
用一些小的行动来告诉自己，也告诉别人说，耶稣基督是我的主。
And to initiate this. To tell the crowd that Jesus is our Lord.
第二大段就在讲，既然基督是我们的主，我们是主的仆人、管家的话，那这个管家应该都尽什么样的责任呢？
Second part of today's sharing is stewards' responsibilities. If we are stewards, what duties do we have?
耶稣借着这个机会哈 ，turn the table 哈，这个把这个。讲话的那个画风针对这些人讲了一个比喻。
So Jesus turning the tables on those questioning his authority with a parable.
一个主人，葡萄园的主人，他预备了一切哈，周围围上篱笆，挖了压酒池，盖了一座楼，然后就租给了园户，他就走了。
There was an owner of vineyard. He planted a vineyard, put a wall around it, dug a pit, and rent it out, and then he left.
到了时候，他就派仆人来。到什么时候？到收果子的时候了。到收果子的时候，他就派仆人来向这个园户收取当收的这个果实。
When the time came, what time it was time for harvesting, and he would send out workers to get some of the fruit of the vineyard.
结果第一个仆人来被打了。
His first servant got beaten up when he went for the fruit.
第二个仆人来被羞辱了。
And the second one was put to shame, second of his servants.
然后第三批的来是被杀掉了。
The third batch, he sent his servants. They got killed.
听到这里的时候，底下那个听众应该都说：“哎呀，差不多了吧？”结果没想到他说又派了更多的仆人来。
What about the reactions of the crowd listening to all of this? Would they be thinking, well, this is enough?
四批的仆人派完以后，最后说，哇，他还有一个爱子，哇，听到这里，观众都可能都坐不住了哈。That's enough, 不要再派了。
On to the fourth, and then the final one who turned out to be the son whom he loved, and the audience should have just gasped, this is enough, just stop.
在耶稣常常这个讲比喻的时候都是用作很夸张的一种的手法，如果我们真的读进去的时候会觉得说那里面的那种的 tension, 那种的紧张度。
You will notice on many occasions, our Lord Jesus would use hyperboles to heighten up the situation for his teaching.
他这样讲的目的是要让我们产生一个很深刻的印象，听过就不会忘的。
Oh, his purpose was to create a deep impression upon hearing, we'll never forget.
为什么这个主人这样的去做？
Why did the owner do it this way?
为什么那些的园户竟然这么的恶？
And what about the tenants? How evil they were.
这里面我们可以看到三种的管家，三种的仆人啊。
So here we can see three kinds of stewardship.
第一种就是这个园户。
The first type, we have tenants.
租了主人的园子
，they rented the owner's vineyard，
承受了主人所预备的一切，篱笆呀、挖酒池啊、守望楼啊，包括这个葡萄树都是主人留给他的。
Having the advantage of the grapevine, the pit placed in it, and the wall protecting it, they had all of the edge in advantage.
所以在这个比喻当中，园子的主人代表上帝咯。
Of course, in this hyperbole, a parable, the owner of the vineyard is, of course, is God.
这些园户哈，租这个园子的就是当时的以色列的领袖了。
And who are the tenants? No other than the leadership of Israel at the time.
主人派的一批一批的仆人，就是在耶稣基督之前来的那些的先知。
One after another, God was kept sending his servants. Those were the prophets he sent.
这些先知是代表神向以色列人讲话，提醒、警告、呼唤他们悔改的人。
They were God's representatives to speak to the people, to call upon those people, the people of Israel, to repent and come after God.
那最后这个主人的。爱子来了，那显然是指着耶稣基督讲的。
And lastly, when the Son was sent, we obviously know that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个比喻并不难懂啊，这个连这些的祭司长他们一听都明白了，这是指他们讲的。
This parable is not hard to understand. Even those leaders of Israel, they caught up.
但问题是说他们听明白了。却没有用心去接受，没有去用心去悔改，没有照着耶稣的提醒去转向，这是对我们今天每一个人的一个警示。
Their problem was not with their understanding. They did understand. The problem was upon understanding, they failed to heed. Without heeding his our Lord's teaching, they did not obey and turn back to God.
所以第一种管家我们千万不要去做哦，就是这种恶的管家。
So what's the relevance today and what's the significance for us? Do not be like those tenants.
当然你说我已经接受耶稣基督做我的救主了。
Oh, you may say,
我很尊重这个神的儿子，我不会杀先知。
You may say, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my savior. I believe I'm not going to kill his prophets. I'm not going toPersecute and profit, and kill those prophets.
但弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？被神定为恶的仆人，不光是杀先知、杀耶稣基督的人。
But you know God's definition of what is evil.
还有一种恶的仆人是什么呢
？There's a second kind of being the evil steward.
他没有做什么事。 他也没做什么坏事。
He didn't do anything evil.
但他的问题就出在他没有做什么事上。
Well, his problem is in the very thing. He didn't do anything.
啊，这是在马太福音的第二十五章也提到。
This came from Matthew 25.
主人走的时候啊，跟刚才讲的比喻有点类似哈。主人离开之前分三批哈，交给他的仆人，有五千的，有两千的，有一千的。
Before he his trip, he did also three things. He gave talents, 1, 2, and 5 to three groups of servants.
对，这一次他不是把葡萄园交给他们，而是把五千块钱、两千块钱和一千块钱交给三批的仆人。
And this time around is not about a vineyard, it's about entrusting them with 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent.
这里这个第三批就是领了一千的，当主人回来的时候，他就来到主人面前说什么：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有撒的善的地方要收聚敛。”我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。
This is the scenario. Then the man who had received 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid the talent in the ground. And see, here is what belongs to you.
结果主人怎么说他呢？主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要敛聚，就当把我的银子放给兑现银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回，夺取他这一千来，给那有一万的。”
And what did the master say? This is what he said. His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant."So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents.
主人定这种的仆人也是又饿又懒的仆人。
This is what's labeled by our master, evil.And lazy servant.
他好像没像我们今天读的这段的经文比喻当中的那个园户做了什么恶事。
Those are the servants who do not look like the tenants of the vineyard who committed so grievous a sin.
他只是把主人给他的东西埋起来了。
What he did was simply to bury what he had received from his master.
那这正成为他最后被主人定罪的原因。
And that became his judgment, the reason for his judgment.
就今天我们要把我们神给我们的东西要拿出来，不要埋藏起来。
What about what we have? Are we going to bury?
把你的时间拿出来，要亲近主。
And your time, with your time, you come near to God.
把神给你的金钱拿出来，来支持福音的施工、宣教的施工。
What about the money you have?Put it to the use in various evangelical ministries.
当机会摆在你面前的时候，你要拿住哦，要抓住哦，顺从神的这个带领去跟神去同工，抓住这个机会。
When the opportunity is presented to you, seize it. Work for the Lord.
千万不要只是看着别人忙着在办幸福小组，在传福音，你在旁边一点连祷告都没有祷告，这是不对的。
Just don't be a spectator upon the scene of this happiness group ministry without even putting in a prayer.
千万不要我们听到这里招灾，那里有需要的人，我们教会也在鼓励大家去奉献，你就却无动于衷哦。
Do not remain complacent and nonchalant sort of an attitude upon hearing of the calamities all around us, like earthquakes and all.
千万不要知道说在我们当中有些弟兄姐妹每天早晨起来就是读圣经，就是来亲近主，你却从来没有参与过。
And you can't imagine if knowing all of the brothers and sisters logging on to various reading, scripture reading groups and prayer groups in the morning, while you remain distant.
千万不要像这种的恶仆人，只是把东西藏起来、埋起来。
Do not be like.This wicked servant who hid the treasure he received from from the Lord in the ground.
因为主耶稣基督是我们所拥有一切的主人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the master of everything that we have.
我们只是上帝的管家。
We are merely his steward.
第二种啊，是主人所派出的这四批的仆人。
The second is about the four groups of servants the Lord sent.
啊，这是这个比喻当中的啊，第二种的管家。
This refers to the second stewardship in this parable.
他们很忠心，很顺从。
They are faithful and they are obedient.
第一批的仆人派去了，被人打了。
The first batch of servants, they got beaten up.
第二批的仆人接受主的差派，照样去。
Second group, upon being sent, they went regardless.
这一批的仆人被羞辱了。第三批的仆人听到主的命令还是会去。
They were being put to shame, but then to follow them was the third group. Regardless of the situation, they went ahead anyway.
第三批的仆人没回来，因为被杀了。
They failed to return because they were murdered.
当主人差派第四批的仆人的时候，这一批的仆人还照样去。
What about the fourth group? They went ahead upon being sent by the Lord.
这就是那些忠心的仆人的样子。
Those are the servants who are faithful.
单单听从主人的吩咐。
They only hear and heed the command of their master.
他们能够这样忠心的去，是因为背后他们对这个上帝有一个正确的认识，就是我所信的主人是良善的主人。
Why did they do this? Simple reason is that they know who.Is the master of them all.
虽然在前面这些仆人遭到这些园户的这些的恶待，主人还依然差派仆人去，绝对是为了一个好的目的。
Despite adversities, the difficulties, the difficult treatments, levied on these first three groups, they still went knowing God's will.
这些仆人有一种坚定的信念，就是。不管我明不明白主人为什么让这去差派，为什么用这种方式去做，我知道这个主人他知道一切，他掌管一切，他是好的。
Regardless whether they had the answer or not, they trusted the Lord so much to the extent they believed in His goodness, so they went ahead and still did it.
其实大家有没有发觉，那个忠心的背后是首先有一个良善在那里。
Look at it this way.Being faithful is preceded by kindness of the heart.
良善就是他对这个主人有一种良善正确的一个认识。
Meaning that the servants have a clear picture of the goodness of God.
良善的仆人才能带出忠心的服事。
Only those people in testimonies will follow faithful service would result.
反过来讲，这些人之所以懒，是因为他们饿。
In another way to look at it, if they are lazy, that means they are evil.
他为什么把这些东西藏起来？因为他对这个主人有一个很偏差的认识。他说：“啊，你没有种的，你要收；你没有散的地方，你要收敛。你是一个不公平、不公义的主，对不对？”他出于对主人的这一种错误的。恶劣的一种的认识才带来他的懒惰，他才把东西藏起来。
Why did the evil servant, wicked servant, bury the talent in the ground? Well, because of his misperception of who God was. In his perspective, God was the one being harsh where he would gather where he had not sown. He had not sown seed.
所以我们做这个忠心仆人的起点是从认识主开始。
So our starting point is knowing God before we can become good servants of God.
给大家讲一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
这是我在泰国啊遇见的一个韩国的宣教士。
This is a Korean minister, missionary that I ran into in Thailand.
大家都叫他王部长。
And everybody calls him Minister Wang.
因为他自己说我是推广宣教的推广部的王部长。
He's saying I'm the chairperson of the Department of Evangelical Ministry.
Mission.
I don't know how to, mission, Evangelical Mission.
那他2003年33岁的时候呢来到中国西安做宣教师。
At the age of 33, he went to the city of Xi'an in China as a missionary.
那时候儿子才六岁，女儿才三岁。
At the time, his son was 6 years old, and his daughter was merely 3.
那因为这个孩子们很不适应在大陆的生活，天天哭着要回家。
Because it was taking a lot for the children to get used to, so they were trying each day.
所以他的日子也很艰难哈，要每天要向主要忠心，忠于主的呼召哈，但同时要照顾自己的家庭。
We can see that he had a hard time, and at the same time he wanted to remain faithful to the calling from the Lord, but at the same time he was.
那五年以后
，dealing with the issue.
2008年呢，他就去了泰国，在那里专心的培养宣教士。
Five years later, coming 2008, he went.To Thailand, with a single focus to train overseas missionaries.
在那里一待就是待了15年。
And there he was, and as a result, he's been there for 15 years.
他培养的都是从中国大陆的家庭教会被呼召出来的那些的年轻人做宣教士。
His training was limited to all those young people the Lord called out of the House Church in China.
而且不光是做一般的宣教的宣教士，而是做跨文化的宣教士。
He was not only training them as missionaries of a particular culture, but he has been training people to become cross-cultural evangelical ministers.
意思是说，他到阿富汗是向阿富汗人、当地人传福音，不是向阿富汗的华人传福音呢？
Meaning this is a localized effort. If the minister goes to Afghanistan, he's going to preach to the locals in that country.
现在接受他们机构训练的这些的年轻的宣教士呢，已经在11个国家里面在做跨文化的宣教的工作。
Those young evangelical ministers having been trained, they are serving in 11 countries already.
这是他们夫妻的照片啊，看上去已经不再像03年那么年轻了。
This is a photo of the couple. They don't look as young as they did years ago.
儿子女儿也长大。
And the other one was their son and daughter.
但这过去的20年当中，他持续不断的在华人教会当中来做这种推动、栽培、差派宣教士的工作。
But looking back at a 20-year ministry, he's been continuously pushing and raising up and training workers.
去年夏天，他用他自己休假的三个月的时间，专门跑到美国来。
Last summer, he took his sabbatical to come to the United States.
用三个月的时间，加拿大、美国北边、南边、东边、西边，跑遍了。华人教会。
It took him 3 months, and he traveled all over Chinese Christian churches in Canada and the United States.
就是在华人教会当中来推动啊，鼓励大家起来，要去宣教，要做跨文化的宣教的工作。
He wanted to raise up the ministry among the Chinese Christian churches to participate.In this mission.
所以二月七号哈，就是今年这个在泰国清迈宣教大会开始的那一天。
February 27th, that marked the beginning session of the Evangelical Ministry Conference in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
那在这个大会开始之前几天呢，他父亲就病重了。
A few days before the beginning of the conference, his father fell seriously ill.
老父亲在病重当中有一个迫切的愿望，就是说离世之前能够再看到儿子一面。
And his father had one wish before his final moment. He wanted to see his son.
对，虽然在泰国的那个大会的筹划工作很紧张，那这位王部长还是买了机票回到韩国去陪伴他的父亲。
Despite the heavy agenda of this conference, this minister went back to visit with his father.
老父亲一看到儿子回来了，心情大好，身体健康起来了。
Upon seeing his son, his father's spirit was revived. He got better.
天天还enjoy 跟儿子在一起的时间。
He really enjoyed the time he had with his son.
那王部长心里就暗暗的着急。
And then Minister Wang started to worry.
那面一大堆的事情还没有办完，但是父亲在这里离不开。
I got a lot over there in Thailand I have to do, but I cannot part with my father.
他在神的面前祷告说：“神，那我也不好这样祷告说，你赶快把我父亲接走了。”
And in his prayers, he said, "Lord, I'm not going to pray that you take my father."
神很怜悯他，就在开会之前的几天，父亲安然的被主接走。
Our Lord was merciful, and he took.His father, just a few days before the start of our conference,
非常妥善的办好后事之后，他赶回到泰国啊，去筹划这一次的宣教大会。
After a proper burial for his father, he hurried back to Thailand, to start working on the conference.
宣教大会叫做宣教中国大会。
Oh, this conference is labeled.Mission China Conference.
一个韩国人。
Oh, China Mission Conference. This is a Korean.
把自己摆上，把自己的孩子摆上，把自己的老父亲摆上，在我们的华人当中，来推动华人的宣教工作。
He put all he had, his father, his wife, his children, for the sole ministry of evangelical ministry.
愿主纪念他忠心的仆人的父亲。
May the Lord remember the services of his faithful servant.
他的忠心的服侍的背后是出于他对上帝的良善的认识。
Behind all of this, clearly we can see that he knows God as the.
他能够深深的体会到上帝的爱。
He has a deep, he can feel the great love.
被上帝的爱所催逼，愿意摆上，愿意牺牲自己的一切，来荣耀上帝的名。
The love of God urges him, impels him, compels him.
第三个仆人就是主耶稣基督自己啊，他自己道成肉身来到世上，接上天父的差遣，来到我们的当中来救赎我们。
The third steward, of course, is our Lord Jesus Himself. He came from heaven for our salvation.
他不是不知道前面那一批一批的先知在世上所受到的人的对待。
It's not that he did not know what kind of treatment all of the prophets before him had undergone.
他不是不知道他道成肉身来到地上，他最终的结局是要被他所要救赎的人钉死在十字架上。
It is not that he did not know or anticipate he was going to be nailed on a cross by the very ones to whomGospel was being preached.
所以所有在我们的当中要起来做神的良善、忠心、有见识的好管家的人，一定要定睛在主耶稣基督身上，因为他才是我们最终的那个管家、好管家的楷模。
Watch out, all of us who want to be raised up for the use for His ministry, will have to understand He is our Lord. We are His steward.
管家的责任啊，三方面的。
The three responsibilities of this stewardship.
三个特质，第一个是良善。
First is good.
第二个是忠心。
Second is faithful.
第三个叫有见识。
And third is being wise.
而且要按照这个顺序哦。
And This is the order of those qualities exhibited in the steward.
神最看重的不是你的见识，是你的忠心。
The Lord is not going to look at your wisdom, but He focuses on your faithfulness.
不管是两千两的、五千两的，哈，上帝所要求的是忠心。
Regardless of the amount, be it one talent, two talents, five talents, He wants you to be faithful.
而且忠心之上是什么？是良善。
Above faithful, what do we have?
你要真正认识你所服侍的这位神。
Is good, and so you have to know who your master is.
要认定他。
You have to
set fast. 好的管家、好的仆人的三个特质哈，大家一起来说。第一是什么？良善。第二是忠心。第三是有见识哈。我们一起来做良善、忠心、有见识的好管家。
Let's all be good, faithful, and wise servants.Our Master, our Lord.
这些经文大家都熟悉，我们再一起来读一下啊，我们一起来同声来读啊。那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。下一段用英文来读啊，李弟兄来带我们读。
The man with the two talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with two talents. See, I have gained two more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
五千的又赚五千。
Five talents he was given, he brought back five more.
主人说你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
And the master said, you're a good and faithful servant.
两千的又赚了两千。
And for the two talents, he brought back two more.
主人的评价是一样的，又良善又忠心的仆人。
His master's comment remains the same, you're a good and faithful servant.
如果那一千的也赚了一千的话，主人会怎么评价他？
What about the one with one talent bringing back one talent?
又良善又忠心。
His master would have said the same thing, a good and faithful servant.
那在马太福音另外一段里面，在忠心的后面又加上了有见识啊。谁是忠心有见识的仆人呢？为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Added to the first two qualities of being good and faithful, we have another scripture. Bringing up the rear, the last one, being wise. This is from Matthew 24:45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time?
见识有见识，这个见识是从神的启示来的。
What about being wise? Wise wisdom is a result of the revelation of God.
是从主的话语来的。
It came from the word of God.
是从主人的吩咐那里来的。
It came from the command of the master.
我们一起来再说一遍哈，我们要做什么样的仆人呢？
Let's say it again.
良善、忠心、有见识的好仆人，感谢主。所以今天我们就是记住这两个很重要的功课哈。基督是主，我是仆人。
Let's remember those two lessons. Jesus is the master.We are his stewards.
基督是主，我们是管家。
Say Jesus is the Lord, is the master. We are his steward.
管家的责任就是做良善、忠心、有见识的。
What about being? What about the stewardship? We need to be good, faithful, and wise.
弟兄姐妹，有没有写过你的遗嘱？
Have you written your will?
有写过遗嘱的，请举手。
Raise up your hand if you have.
哦，真有哦，感谢主，早做预备哈。
Oh, yes, be prepared.
我这次去泰国第一次被人这个要交作业的缘故写一份遗嘱。
Before my departure from Thailand, part of my homework was to write up my will.
第一天晚上给我们每一个参加聚会的人布置了一个作业，写一份遗嘱。
Homework on day one was to write up our last will and testament.
因为第二天我们要参加一个跨文化宣教的一个体验。
Because the following day, we're going to have a taste of what it means to have cross cultural ministry.
在那次宣教体验当中，每个人都有可能殉道的。
Because in that experience, it was foreseeable that we might get martyred.
所以每个人在参加那次体验之前，要做好准备，先写一份的遗嘱。
So we were all required to be prepared by way of writing up our last will and testament.
那是我写过的第一份遗嘱。
That was my very first experience.
我也是第一次被人放在棺材里。
And it was the first time I experienced being put in a coffin.
第一次参加自己的葬礼。
And the first time around for me to attend my own funeral.
我被钉在棺材里，然后旁边有人就在旁边来宣读我的遗嘱。
It was when I was lying in a coffin, nailed tight, and well, someone was declaring, reading my will.
当我躺在那里的时候，心里就想：天哪！如果这是真的的话，当然我们都知道是在演戏哈。但是我在问自己说：如果这是真的话，这就是我最后在世上的一天了。
When I was lying there, and knowing, of course, this was just a show, but what about it was really the last day of my life on earth.
最后一天，如果我离开这个世界见主的面的话，主会不会对我说这句话呢？我该做的事情都做了吗？我当尽的责任都尽了吗？主交给我的使命都已经完成了吗？主可以对我们说，这又良善又忠心又有见识的好仆人。
What about that? If it's my last day, have I done what he told me to do? Have I followed him closely? As I'm sure I've done all of the work required of me, and is he going to say to me, "Oh, you're a good, faithful servant, wise servant"?
弟兄姐妹，这我被挑战啊！今天我也挑战你们，把今天当做你在世上最后一天来活。
That was a challenge to me, and in turn, I'm challenging each one of you to live accordingly.
把每一天当作你在世上的最后一天来活。
Regard each day as your last day on earth, and that's how you should live.
从小做起哈，从我做起，从现在做起，学习做良善、忠心又见识的好榜样。
Let's just start with ourselves. Start in small things.
从小做起是说从小处做起，小事做起。
And to start with little things, things of seemingly no significance.
从我做起，不要去管等别人啊，不要去攀比别人，从我自己做起。
Start with myself. Don't look toward others. Don't envy others.
如果你是结婚的哈，从你的自己的家庭开始。
If you're married, start with your family.
我们都有自己的教会，从我们自己的教会开始。
We all have our own church. Start with your own church.
从现在开始啊，你不用等到下一刻，不用等到明天呢。
Start from here and now. Don't wait until tomorrow.
所以今天聚会结束，回到家中做一件事情。
Do one thing after today's service.
安静的时间来向神祷告。
And when you go back home, seek a quiet place and for some quiet time before the Lord.
问神这样一个问题。
Ask the Lord one question.
我想从小处开始，我当从哪一件事情开始？
I would like to start small. Where do I start?
圣灵一定会引导你的。
The Holy Spirit will guide you.
可能圣灵对我讲的话的内容跟你讲的话的内容是不一样的。
Spirit talks to me a little differently from the way he will talk to you.
但是只要你诚心的去求神，上帝一定会引导你。
But if your heart is sincere, you are assured.Of His guidance.
让我们一起来低头祷。
Let's bow down, pray.
天父啊，主耶稣基督，求你怜悯我们。
Oh, Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
我求你继续不断的把你的爱放在我们的心中。
Oh, we ask for your continuously placing your love in us.
让我们做这一切事情都不是出于勉强，而是出于一种爱的催逼。愿你的圣灵持续不断地来对我们的心讲话。
We ask that the Spirit continue to talk to our hearts.
提醒我们当如何从小事开始，从我从现在开始。
Remind us that we should start with small things, to start with ourselves.
从我们当中兴起那良善、忠心又有见识的好管家来。
Raise among us a good, faithful, wise servant.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be praised.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.